Four Steps to Realization. There are four major steps toward realizing that you do not exist the way you think you do. I will discuss these briefly first and then in detail. The first step is to identify the ignorant beliefs that must be refuted. You need to do this because when you perform analysis, seeking yourself within mind and body, or separate from mind and body, and you do not find it, you could wrongly conclude that you utterly do not exist. Because the I appears to our minds to be established in and of itself, when we use analysis to try to find it, and it is not found, it seems that the I does not exist at all. Whereas it is only the independent I, the inherently existent I, that does not exist. Because there is a danger here of stumbling into denial and nihilism, it is crucial, as a first step, to understand what is being negated in selflessness. How does I appear to your mind? It does not appear to exist through the force of thought. Rather, it appears to exist more concretely. You need to notice and identify this mode of apprehension. It is your target. The second step is to determine that if the I exists the way it seems to be, it must be either one with mind and body or separate from mind and body. After ascertaining that there are no other possibilities, in the final two steps, you analyze to see whether the I and the mind-body complex can be either one inherently established entity or different inherently established entities. As we will discuss in the following sections, through meditation, you gradually will come to understand that there are fallacies with I being either of these. At that point, you can readily understand that an inherently existent I is unfounded. This is realization of selflessness. Then, when you have realized that the I does not inherently exist, it is easy to realize that what is mine does not inherently exist.